Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Sean Raleigh.
Hello.
Fight director.
And so I'm told.
Here on the beautiful Gateway Clipper in downtown Pittsburgh, you've just come off of a pirate show, in case anybody's, you know, wondering about, you know, the garb and things. And, you know, ironically, I do feel a little underdressed today. I, you know, should have had my bandana on. But good to see you. Great to have you on the show here.
It's a real honor to come on. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sure. And, you know, explain to us a little bit right now in your life what the role of fight director includes.
Absolutely. Basically, I'm the guy that people call for theater companies and opera companies, dance companies, where if any violence happens on stage, that I'm the person they call in to not only make sure all the choreography looks good. It could be farcical, it could be very serious, it can go everything from this kind of lampoonish Three Stooges all the way up to the final duel of Hamlet. Yeah. So not only does it have to look good, but more than that, it has to be safe.
But if any violence happens in the audience, they're on their own, I guess.
That's called anarchy. Yeah, yeah. That's a Sex Pistols show.
That's the house manager's job.
Correct.
Then.
Oh, thank you. What is this, by the way?
This is a vodka martini, straight up, very dry. This is how we drink them on Berg Vivant.
Well,
cheers.
Cheers to you.
Now, I know pirates typically are involved little bit more in rum.
You know? Yes.
So this might be a different speed for you.
But, it is. Wow.
But it's, what you've got going on here, if you need a moment to recover.
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's good for
here,
the throat.
Here down at the Gateway Fleet, you have put together a show, A Pirate's Life.
Correct. Pirate's Tale.
Pirate's Tale, pardon me. Which really is, you know, all about pirates. And this is, you know,
correct.
There's a lot of depth to this production that's happening. And what's so dynamic about it, it's taking place on a ship, essentially.
It is.
Tell us a little bit about A Pirate's Tale.
Well, it started off that we pitched a pirate's idea here at the Gateway Clipper Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you're drinking that without, like, oh, wow. I'm still feeling that, actually.
Years of experience. Years. But
it started off as a pitch here to the Gateway Clipper Fleet for pirates, because just pirates and ships and just the whole marketing of it, they just go hand in hand. So I pitched this pirate idea to just perform at the weekends, and then I thought, well, you know what? I've always wanted to do a pirate musical. Ever since I took this accidental trip to Las Vegas, it's a long story. I took an accidental trip to Las Vegas, and I saw the Treasure Island stunt show outside, and it's this big pirate stunt show. Influenced me years ago in the 90s. And so fast forward 14 years, here we are. And so I wrote this show, and then once I wrote it, I pitched it to the Gateway Clipper Fleet, and they loved it. Absolutely loved it. So I expanded it to a full two-act version as well. So what we're doing here on the Gateway Clipper is the one-act version. And then hopefully the two-act version will just be developed, and maybe someday it'll be performed here. If not, you know, we'll see where the future takes it.
Pirates seem to be really in right now.
They are.
What is it about pirates that you find really appealing?
Actually, what I find appealing about them is, I think what everybody finds appealing about them, there's just this unspoken mystery that they have about them, where they're criminals, but somehow they're seen as just very smooth and very...
Smooth criminal.
Yeah, the smooth criminal. Yeah. Boy, that didn't come out right. No, but you know, they were very smooth and they were debonair and they were dashing. Yeah. Well, in fact, they were just the modern... They were just thugs that lived on the water. Mm. That's really what they were. But you know, movies have made them very glamorous and had this mystique around them. So my appeal to them is just basically what everyone's appeal is to them. Mm-hmm. And of course the Disney franchise just reinforced the whole thing about piracy.
So what aspects of a pirate's life have you set out to portray in A Pirate's Tale?
Right. What I decided to do, because I've always been a huge history buff.
Yes.
And I've read not only about nautical history and pirate history, but just about European history and the development of nations and the Renaissance. And what I decided to do for A Pirate's Tale is take a very human angle to it. Mm. That like one of the characters is a true naval marooner, and we go into why he left the Navy and how everybody got to where they are, and here they find themselves.
Yeah.
And so there's a very human element of survival and things of that sort to A Pirate's Tale. So that's what I chose to bring to the table here.
And the show is completely original.
Correct.
Devised by yourself. Yes. So you've written this.
Correct.
And you know, interspersed history and pirate lore in there. So really, this is can be considered a premiere. Is that so?
It's absolutely a premiere. Yes.
And this is a one-act version. So I think, do you have maybe some designs on expanding this beyond the one act?
I am. Again, what I mentioned before about the two-act, my big goal, honestly, is to land A Pirate's Tale, the full two-act Pirate's Tale, on the cruise ships of like Royal Caribbean and
that's a great
Bravo area. That is my angle. A lot of people were asking me, what about Broadway, New York? I'm not really, that's not where I set
it
my
needs
goal.
To be on a boat.
It needs to be on a ship. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
targeted
a great concept.
Marketing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, you know, given your background in fight choreography, I'm just guessing that we can see some action on stage.
There's a lot of swashbuckling going on. There's original music, original dance. And I hired one of the best choreographers in the city. Her name's Lisa Moran. She's amazing. And, there's a lot of swashbuckling sword fights, good story, these strong, powerful songs written by a man named Paul Shapira. And Paul is known actually through the European market as well for these kind of steampunk operas that he's written.
Very good, yes.
They've been performed in London, Prague, just all over the place. And so Paul and I combining is just a thrill.
Now, on the subject of swashbuckling, I see that you've brought along an accessory today.
Yes. Have you ever held one of these?
I haven't.
There you go. Now you'll be your first time. So you want to put your tip of your finger right there?
Oh, okay. And, ooh. Oh.
There
okay.
you go.
All right.
That is a real swept hilt Italian rapier.
Ooh. You know, I've seen guys open champagne bottles with these.
That's right.
I think I'd like to give that a try.
That's right. A little heavier than what a lot of people think.
Yeah. Now, this is the real deal. Huh?
Oh, yes. It's a solid steel.
That felt
carbon.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot harder to wield than a lot of people think.
Yeah.
But that's why we've been doing a lot of training and rehearsals.
Right. I can understand that.
Right. Whew. And, along with that, you notice... You know, thankfully, it's a large shot, but I got a little bit of a nick the other day.
It's
so,
terrible.
Took part of my hand out in the rehearsal, but it was just an accident and it happens. It's a pirate's life we weather. So.
Right, and you've still got your thumb attached.
Correct. So it's all here. So
you wanna maybe,
I broke this thumb and then I took a chunk out of this.
Get some
one.
Alcohol on that.
Exactly. Exactly. So turning me into a gin man rather than
right.
a rum.
Well,
so.
You know, you took one for the team. I tell you what, you guys are working hard. And when can we see the show? When does it open?
It debuts here on the Gateway Clippers Empress on June 11th.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a show approximately every 10 to 11 days.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
About every 2 weeks, there'll be a show of A Pirate's Tale here. And you not only do you get the show, you get this great pirate food. They designed a menu specifically for the show. We're going to be doing some entertaining on the dock prior to the show. So the audience hopefully will just be submerged
into
our world.
An immersive experience.
Exactly.
Can I drink rum from a barrel? That's really what I want to know.
Well, maybe not on the docks, but I'm sure they'll be serving some Calico Jack on the docks.
Well, it sounds like a great
decks,
experience and something for the whole family to enjoy. I think
correct.
Appropriate for all ages.
Yes.
Then, yeah.
we designed it to be, you know, both Paul and I both designed it to be family friendly, you know, so you can bring the little ones. There is sword fighting and there is a little bit of that heaviness that comes with pirates.
So yeah, something really for everybody, you know,
correct.
Something that can appeal to an older generation, you know, because you've got the drama and the story and, you know, the action and things and the pirate costumes, good for, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And, but the thing is, it's not to be mistaken for this cheesy, like, yo ho, we're pirates, you know. We wanted to shy away from that, but it is a real theatrical, family fun pirate musical. Mm-hmm. So
fantastic.
All right.
So aside from that show, what else is keeping you busy in town these days?
Everything.
Yeah.
I teach at the Lincoln Park Performing Arts High School. That's about to wrap up. I teach all four levels of stage movement as well as their fight director at the school. I'm the resident pirate here on the
resident
weekends.
Resident pirate.
Yeah.
That, do you have, please tell me you've got that on a business card. That would be awesome.
I don't. It's on the website. It's on the Gateway Clippers website.
Resident pirate.
And yeah, I'm the resident pirate. And honest to God, I mean, ever since I went to Las Vegas, my goal was to be a professional pirate. And I went to stunt school for this. I studied years of theater, history, all with the aim, quite honestly, to become a professional pirate.
Well,
so,
this is it. You've made it. I mean, you're a resident pirate on a fleet of ships. I don't know if it gets any better than that.
If you look at your view, if you look at this view behind us, this is where I work. This is my office. It's the best job in the world.
That's great.
It is. And this is what I've worked for, like, for the last 14 years of my life.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Mr. Raleigh.
It's funny. So a lot of people think that it's like, oh, look at the pirate. Well, actually, this is...
This is serious business.
It's a business. It is a business.
And it's hard to get there.
It is.
I mean, back in the day, to be a pirate, well, you kind of just joined up and went out to sea. But now,
what's the thing? And I studied years of sword fighting, and then for the entertaining, I studied clowning and juggling and pantomime and theater, of course. And so I trained, you know, for over a decade to become a professional pirate. To do a standalone show, five shows a day all summer long, that's over 160 shows I do.
Heck yeah.
And for doing one-man shows, you know, we're drawing the audience, so that's saying something, you know. Not everybody can do this, you know.
Yes.
And it might sound easy until you have to do a one-hour show, one-man show by yourself five times a day and keep an audience.
We at Berg Vivant congratulate you on your ascent to piracy.
Thank you. All right. Actually, let's shake hands like pirates. You have to grab my forearm to check for weapons.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why they gripped. Yeah.
Well, but pirate weapon, I don't know. You can't hide that in your forearm.
Right, but that's why we hide daggers up there.
Oh, right. See, now I learned something today.
Indeed.
So the next time I shake hands with a pirate, whether it be here on the Gateway Clipper or in some office building downtown, because they're there too.
They
dress a little differently,
that's
but they're
right.
there.
They deal with Wall Street. That's right.
Right. I'll make sure to pat them down.
Right.
Now, I say we put back our martinis and go grab the wheel and take this thing for a spin. What do you
think?
I would
love to, my mate.
You know? What are these Gateway Clippers clock at? What's their top speed?
I don't know. I've never mutinied against the captain, so I'd have to find out.
I'm kind of in the mood to go plunder something right now. Let's let's hijack this clipper. Let's, you know, take it down the river.
Of course.
Maybe do battle with the submarine down at the Carnegie Science Center.
There we go.
That's what we need to do.
Take back those old naval dogs.
Right. We're going to commandeer the sub. So here, I'm gonna swig this down, and we'll go take this boat for a spin.
Excellent. Don't forget your sword, mate.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.